Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about vibe coding. It's a fascinating concept. Vibe coding? It sounds groovy. So what's the vibe exactly? Well, the term was coined by Andre Carpathy. It's about letting go, embracing the chaos, and letting the LLM, like Cursor with Sonnet, just do its thing. You know, accept all. No reading diffs. Just pure, unadulterated coding bliss.
So it's like coding on autopilot.
Kind of, yeah. It's for those times when you're working on a weekend project and you think, I just want the sidebar padding halved. I don't want to hunt down that line of code. Vibe coding is your answer. It's for when you're more focused on what you're building than the nitty-gritty details of the code itself.
That's interesting. But wouldn't that lead to a messy code base? Something completely unreadable?
Exactly. That's the whole point. You're not meant to understand the code. You're meant to vibe with it. It's not about elegance. It's about speed and getting things done.
But isn't that irresponsible? Especially for professional projects?
Absolutely. The author makes it very clear that vibe coding is not how professionals should be using LLMs. For production quality code, you absolutely have to review, test, understand, and be able to explain every single line. No accept all there.
Got it. So vibe coding is for playful experimentation, not mission critical applications.
Precisely. Think of it as a way to rapidly prototype, to explore ideas, or to just have fun with LLMs. It's also a fantastic learning tool, even for experienced devs. It helps you understand the limits and possibilities of AI assistance. I mean, the author published over 80 experiments. That's some serious vibing.
80? Wow. But there has to be some rules to this vibing, right? Like, are we allowed to vibe code nuclear launch sequences?
Ha, definitely not. The author emphasizes that vibe coding should be low stakes. Think weekend projects, personal tools, things where bugs won't cause major harm. Definitely no nuclear codes, financial systems, or anything involving sensitive data. Security is another big concern. Even with fun projects, you have to watch out for accidentally exposing API keys or leaking personal data.
So sandboxed environments are the way to go?
Yes, like Cloud Artifacts. Their approach is brilliant because it restricts what the code can do, minimizing potential harm. Think of it as a digital playground where you can experiment without blowing up the world. Digitally speaking, of course.
Makes sense. So vibe coding sounds like a powerful tool, but one that needs to be used responsibly. Like a chainsaw. Great for cutting wood. Not so great for sculpting ice.
Perfect analogy. It's all about using the right tool for the right job. Vibe coding has huge potential, especially for beginners. It lowers the barrier to entry for programming, allowing anyone to build their own custom tools. And for experienced developers, it's a way to push the boundaries of what's possible with LLMs.
Sounds like it's worth checking out. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. Remember, if you're going to vibe code, be smart, be safe. And most importantly, have fun. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.